Well, turning to politics now, Super Tuesday is a week from today. That is the day when 14 states will hold their presidential primaries, including California and Texas. We've been checking in with reporters in a number of Super Tuesday states, and today we're going to look at Texas, which will offer up more than 200 delegates. For more, we're joined by KUT reporter Ashley Lopez in Austin. Hi, Ashley.
Hey.
So the latest polls show Bernie Sanders with a slight lead. Here he was in San Antonio over the weekend.
You know, based on what I have seen today in Texas, we were in El Paso, we're here now. Don't tell anybody. I don't want to get them nervous. We are going to win the Democratic primary in Texas.
But former Vice President Joe Biden and Mike Bloomberg are right behind him in the latest poll. Ashley, what do we know about the state of the race right now, and what are you hearing?
You know, Texas likes to think it's pretty exceptional, but anything that kind of happens in the national contest seems to bear out in Texas. So, you know, when Biden seemed to have a lead, you know, nationally, Texas had like a lot of support for Vice President Biden, too. So now that there's been this surge in the first few nominating contests for Bernie Sanders, like, that's been bearing out in the polls here in Texas. But this is a weird place because 2018 was the first time that the Democrats here in Texas actually had a pretty good showing in statewide elections. They didn't win, but it was enough to sort of excite Democratic voters. So I think there's going to be like a lot of new voters. Early voting is up in at least the 10 biggest counties here. So it's hard to predict what's going to happen. But for the most part, polls seem to show that whatever's happening nationally is also happening in Texas.
Now, Sanders is coming off momentum from the Nevada caucuses where he performed well with Latino voters. Does he have strong Latino support in Texas?
It's hard to tell as well. Like, there's not a lot of good polling of Latino voters in Texas specifically. And, you know, I have seen some polling targeted at Latinos, and it has to do mostly with whether they feel like campaigns have effectively engaged with them. And especially if you're like a young Latino, Latinos under 30, a lot of them have said that they haven't heard at all from campaigns. Like, they're just not a constituency that has voted very predictably in the past. Mm-hmm. So, like, campaigns don't spend a lot of money there. So, again, that's like another wild card. The Latino vote is big and growing, but like usually very untapped in Texas.
Senator Elizabeth Warren has been trailing in the polls in Texas, but she has been campaigning with Julian Castro, the former mayor of San Antonio and former cabinet secretary under President Obama. Will his endorsement help her in the state of Texas?
Yeah, that's also hard to tell because he was running for president and he didn't. And then the polls here in Texas, he wasn't doing very well either. So, you know, even when he was the candidate himself, even though he's from Texas, that didn't seem to help him in Texas. It's hard to tell whether endorsements seem to matter as much as they used to. But, you know, as far as like Julian Castro sort of cachet here, that's also kind of hard to tell.
By the way, Beto O'Rourke has not made an endorsement so far in this primary, right?
No, he hasn't.
The former New York City mayor, Michael Bloomberg, is polling behind Sanders. How effective has his strategy been in Texas? Have you been seeing a lot of his ads?
I mean, I think it's hard not to see a Bloomberg ad in Texas, at least since like late December. We've been seeing a couple trickle in, but now it's like you can't turn on, you know, almost any video platform like YouTube, Hulu or something. And then the TV on every station, like you'll pretty much run into a Bloomberg ad. And it has been working. You know, I think he started in like a single digits here in the polls. And then by the end of February, like right before the caucuses, he was pretty much neck and neck with Joe Biden here. Those ads have worked. Now, it hasn't been enough for him to like have more support than, you know, say Sanders right now, but it has made a dent.
One more thing I want to ask you about. There's another race on the ballot in Texas for the Democrats, and that is the race to run against Republican U.S. Senator John Cornyn, who is up in the fall. There are 12 Democrats vying in this race. Who's doing well in that primary, and is that likely to be a competitive race in the fall?
Yeah, I mean, the primary race will definitely end in a runoff. It is very crowded, as you mentioned. And not one candidate has overwhelming support, but the sort of front runners right now are MJ Hager, who ran for a John Carter seat. It was a very Republican-leaning seat that she lost by only about, I think, like less than 3 percentage points. So she made a big showing in that seat, and now she's running for the U.S. Senate. She seems to be the front runner. And then right behind her is Cristina Sinsun Ramirez, who's gotten a lot of endorsements recently, notably Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And then there's Royce West, who's been in the state Senate for a very long time. He's well known in the Dallas area, and a Houston councilwoman, Amanda Edwards. So like whoever like the top two people will be, this will definitely end in a runoff. And then like the general election comes, like what that's going to look like is a very good question. Cause I mean, MJ Hager is a little more moderate. And then Cristina Cinsun Ramirez is like kind of like AOC, like a very progressive candidate. And so like the contours of that race will look very different depending who comes out on top after the runoff in May.
That is Ashley Lopez, reporter at KUT in Austin, Texas. Texas votes on Super Tuesday. Ashley, thanks.
Thank you.
And before we get to Super Tuesday, there's South Carolina this Saturday. Here and Now's Tanya Mosley will be broadcasting from South Carolina later this week.